أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دستور يا سيدي مدد. الله أكبر. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. It's very important for أهل الطريقة. To know an important fact. That to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam to the ummah without no one from human to support him. Sent him the message and said, Ya Muhammad, deliver. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support alone, no one else. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered the message east and west. For awliya, inheritors of Prophet alayhim ar-ridwan, we have to know that their support is first from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wasalam. Means, awliya saint takes their powers from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet takes his power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awliya are not in need of anyone. I have to know that. Awliya, they are not in need. They are in need for Prophet. And Prophet is in need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Followers are taking their support from their sheikhs. And their sheikhs from Prophet and from the Prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in 1967, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctify his soul, Grand Sheikh Mawlana Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faiz Al-Dawastani, after a seclusion of 1 year in Madinatul Munawwara, على ساكنه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. In a vision, he said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a vision said to me through spiritual inspirations, through dreams, through visions, he said, يا ولدي, O my son, you are not in need to run after people. No need for you to go after people. I am going to send, and he said it in this way, I'm sending, سأرسل لك مخلصي أمتي. I am going to send to you the sincere of my ummah. No need for you to go here and there. The sincere people will come. And that's why he said, I have no permission from that day, 1967, to go and look for people. They will come to me. After that seclusion, you cannot stop people from coming and attending Mawlana Sheikh, Grand Sheikh, may Allah sanctify his soul, circle hundreds and hundreds of people every hour coming to his house to attend his lectures. People that no one that didn't come before. Allah sending. That's why awliya, from their mercy in their hearts, they look and they ask for their followers. But they are not in need for anyone. They're dependent on prophets and on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all this dunya comes, all this dunya goes, they are not in need for their followers. Followers are in need for awliya. And we have to know that it's very important that for all followers of tariqas, that don't think that your sheikh is in need for you. No! He doesn't care. You are in need for him. If you don't realize this today, you are going to realize it tomorrow. If you are not going to realize it tomorrow, you are going to realize it in the future, and you are going to be knowing this reality, and that time you are going to bite your finger regretting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not take us away from the door of our shame, or else we will be in problem. And problems comes from everywhere. Don't think that the Shaykh is often heedless of what is going with you, around you, and with you. He knows everything. If he doesn't speak, it's marhamah for you, mercy for you. Because if he exposes you, you will be in shame position. Keep that in mind. That is very important for those who willing to hear, willing to learn, willing to understand. Thousands comes, thousands goes. Doesn't matter. Sayyidina Bayezid al-Bastami, I said his story many times. He makes tests to his followers. He told them, make sajda for me. They don't know. Sajda is for Allah. So, that's the way that we have to learn. Sheikhs might make tests for you. There was big alim, Sheikh Ahmad Kuftaru, Damascus. He was Grand Mufti of Damascus before his son. Now Sheikh Ahmad Kuftaru, before Muhammad Amin Kuftaru. And always he used to attend Grand Sheikh's lecture with all ulama of Damascus. Many of them. 70. They used to go up to Jabal Qasun, where is Sayyidina Khalid Baghdadi buried. There is Maqam al-Arba'in, the 40 Abdal. They used to go every Monday to do zikr there. So they go from Damascus, they stay that night on the top of the mountain in Grand Sheikh's place, and then they go to that Maqam. After Muhammad Amin Kuftar died, he appointed his son. And his son used to come to Grand Sheikh, the Grand Mufti of Damascus, to do the days 95 years. Maulana said to him once, he said, Ya Waladi, La'an Allah al-Kazibir. Allah curse liars. Who is your Sheikh? He said, My father. La'an Allah al-Kazibin, Allah curse the liars. Can you relate with your father now he's dead? Expose you. He said, if you cannot relate with your father, then you need a Sheikh. And I'm ordering you to go into seclusion. Grand Mufti. He never came back. Because Maulana Sheikh said, Grand Sheikh, he didn't have luck in that order. Well, they don't care. Who are you? You are Grand Mufti or Grand President or King or Minister. They don't care. What they care is really for the heart, humbleness, that even if they grind you like meat, however, your love is changing. Your love is always straightforward. But if you are going to change with a test, oh, what's the benefit for this tariqah? No need. You are wasting your time. Go enjoy better. If you are not going to enjoy in this tariqah, the high level of this tariqah, then go and enjoy dunya. No need to come here, attend. Spending your time, wasting your time, not learning anything, entering from here or from here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us, keep us always in the presence of our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, and in the presence of awliya, inshaAllah, connecting us to the door of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi al-Fawassalam. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.
But I al-Khalwa, nawaitu al-Uzla, nawaitu al-Riyadha, nawaitu al-Suluq, billahi ta'ala al-Azim. في هذا المسجد أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. إن شاء الله tonight we will try our best to explain from verse 50 of سورة الكهف, سورة 18, chapter 15 to verse 55. شيخ صاحب محمود.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عبدا ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. As much as we try to explain, it's still in limits. It is very difficult to explain the interpretation of the Holy Quran, an ocean that has no beginning, no end, and no depth. And I always remember what our Sheikh said, that the whole knowledge that Muslim scholars took from the Holy Quran is like a drop of that ocean. And what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned from the Holy Quran is like a drop from that ocean. So ulama, that drop of Prophet for them is an ocean. So they gave us a drop from that ocean, from that drop. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from that ocean, he gave us a drop. And all of this of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ulama is a drop in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge. It's a drop in an ocean. So it's very difficult to explain. But we try with our limited resources, knowledge, and whatever we can in order to give at least another dimension in understanding the Holy Quran. Because people in the past, people, they have more advanced ways and techniques that they were trying to understand the Holy Quran. They have put more into it of today. Today is more on the literary physical expressions only. They forgot everything about the depth of the Holy Quran. And what you see, it's كل العلوم التي شرحت هي سطحية. What سطحية? It's a shallow, from the surface, what they are now explaining. So before, ulama, their studies was the science of Holy Quran. And that's why they went very deep into it, which we don't find nowadays like this. And we try through this way of presentation is to give an idea to the Muslim about the depth of the Holy Quran, although we cannot go into it, but at least to give something in order that he will try to open his mind and go to a bigger dimension to understand the Holy Quran. And what is, to begin with the verse, وَإِذْ كُنَّا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ سُجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Means the translation of the verse, it say, behold, we said to the angels prostrate to Adam, فَسَجَدُوا, they prostrated, except Iblis. He was one of the jinns. and he broke the command of his Lord. Will he then take him and his progeny as protectors rather than me, and they are enemies to you? Evil would be the exchange for the wrongdoers. Allah said to angels prostrate. Before explaining this verse, last time we explained the verse that comes before it, and we said that وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. So it says that what a book is this? It leaves out nothing small or great, but takes account thereof. They will find all that they did placed before them, and not one will thy Lord treat with injustice.
We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered angels to record everything we are doing. Ibn Abbas said Sagira, I mean the smallest, is the even smile, it is recorded. It means whatever you do, it is recorded. You do small or big, it is recorded. And then you will be asked. Don't think we are not going to be asked. And we brought what Sayyidina Umar, the story of Sayyidina Umar, that they saw him in dream.
It is said that if a human being on his spirit is more, his spirit is more toward the, what he, his spirit is dressed more with light, that person is going to be from Ahlul Jannah. فَإِنْ كَانَ النُّورُ غَالِبًا عَلَىٰ صَفْحَةِ رُوحِهِ فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. If the light, that's why many people looks and you find someone that he is so near to your heart. Say that person is so near to the heart. That because the light of a nurani light, blessed light, is being more on him than the animal darkness. من الحالة الظلمانية من النور الظلماني, the bad character is ظلماني, the good character is روحاني. So the goodness is more on that person is from Ahlul Jannah. And if ظلماني was more, the bad manners was more, that person is going to be from Ahlul Nar.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها كانت جالسة ذات يوم إذ جاءت امرأة قد سترت يدها في كمها.
Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day she was sitting and a lady came to her closing her hand with her sleeves, not showing her hand. That's where what we are speaking, saying, continuing the explanation, that the book, every small thing is going, you are going to find it. وَوَجِدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحْدًا. Allah is not going to punish anyone without what he did. What you are going to do in this dunya, you are going to find it. She came uncovering her hand.
And Aisha said to her, why you are not taking your hand out? Why you are hiding your hand? She said, don't ask me. Tell me what the story.
She said, I had my mother and my father. And my father, وَكَانَ أَبِي يُحِبُّ الصَّدَقَةِ. And my father used to like to give charity.
وَأَمَّا أُمِّي فَكَانَ تَبْغُضُ الصَّدَقَةِ.
But my mother didn't like charity. My father liked to give charity. My mother was stingy. He had no mercy in the heart. When someone sees someone else poor, homeless, don't care that. Not only stingy, but that there is no mercy in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing everyone because of sifatul rahmah, tajalli of mercy. There is no mercy in the heart. So she said, my father used to like charity, my mother doesn't like.
And I never saw her in my life that she gave a charity, my mother. Only one time she gave a qita'atu shahm.
You know when you eat the meat, what is left? Fat. She gave that fat to someone. That was her charity that I saw. And I never saw other than that charity she gave in her life. and she had a robe that used to cover herself with that robe. That robe that she used to cover herself, one day she gave it as charity. This is the two charity I said. Kut'at shahar and a dress. When they died, both of them they died, and after many years I saw them in the dream. And I saw in the dream that the Qiyamah came, Judgment Day came, and I saw my mother was standing between the whole the people in the Judgment Day. And she was putting, covering herself with that robe. That robe that she gave in dunya as sadaqah, she was covering her awra, what awra? Her private part with that dress. And I saw in her hand the piece of fat that she is leaking it, calling that she is thirsty. And I saw my father, who was generous all his life, standing by the pond of Prophet ﷺ, Nahr al-Kawthar, and he was giving people water to squinch their thirst. And my father in his life, the most happiest sadaqah charity in his time was to give people water to make sabil in our country, in Middle East countries and Far East and subcontinent and Arab Peninsula. They have water because it's very difficult to have water, so they make fountains of water for people to drink on the roads. So my father used to like that, to give water to people too. And as he was giving water to people in the Judgment Day, in that dream, I took a cup from my father and I gave my mother, because she is thirsty and she is asking her thirst. When I gave to her, I heard a voice from upcoming saying, أَلَا مَنْ سَقَاهَا شُلَّتْ يَدُهُ. Who gave her water, may his hand be paralyzed. I wake up from my dream and my hand was paralyzed. That's why I am covering it. To that lady, and Sayyidah Aisha is telling the story. Bayan of this. That to show that how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes people who giving in his way, and how much those who are stingy and hold things to themselves, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates that character. Doesn't like this character. Always, the good character is always to be open-handed. Means, O Mu'min, if you are not going to be straighten yourself up in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the smallest, that lady in her dream, she is trying to give her mother water. Allah will reject from you that if you are not going to be all your life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that amal is abtar. That amal is what? Cut off. How many of our amals are nowadays? That's why Iblis, his amal was cut off. That's coming in the second verse. Coming to say that وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ سُجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. We said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. All of them they prostrate except Iblis. He was from the jinn. He was the father of jinn. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. نَقُولْ كَانَ مِنْ آدَمَ. And Adam is the father of human beings. So kana min al-jinn, it's an indication that he was the father of jinn like Adam. And he mentioned Adam in that verse. He didn't mention a human. That kunna al-masjidu li Adam. And he mentioned Iblis. So Adam is the father of is. Iblis is the father of is. Kunna al-malaikati sujudu li Adam. We said to the angels, prostrate. Angels is what? The reality behind the verse. The angels are what? Are a heavenly spirit.
that Allah created is المخلوقات العلوية, the highest spiritual creation, and jinn is the lowest from dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us that our amal, our spiritual power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us, that power must always be in humbleness, in sajda, means build up your spiritual dimensions. وَإِذْكُنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ جِدُوا لِآدَمْ means humble yourself, O my servant, because your spirit belong to the ocean of power, means to الطبقات العلوية, to the higher level of spirituality, doesn't belong to earth. Means humble yourself, don't be like Iblis that he will be thrown out. Means don't be arrogant with your amal, you will be thrown away like Iblis was thrown away. We said to angels, sajda to Adam, means you, that angelic, Allah gave every human being an angelic power. That's why awliya developed that, and they were able to connect, to relate. Please develop your angelic power by humbleness, the sign of, and وَإِذْكُنَّ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ سُجُدُوا لِآدَمْ, prostrate to Adam, means your prostration, عُبُودِيَّة, the prostration is the highest level of worshipness. Means, O my servant, keep your عُبُودِيَّة always to me. Don't try to mix it and spoil it with your amal, that with arrogance, that Iblis is molded with arrogance, that's why he didn't prostrate. Angels, immediately, because there is no arrogance on them, there is no pride on them, immediately they prostrate. Means be an angelic, have an angelic spirit, don't have a satanic spirit. Don't dress yourself with a Zulmani dress, means a darkness. Keep it Nurani. Keep your dress always dressed with spiritual angelic power.
وَإِذْ كُنَّ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is saying that he was not from angels. Iblis was not from angels, he was from jinn. قَالَ الْبَغَوِي, one of the big scholars, that his name was Azazil. The Iblis name was Azazil in the Syrianic language, but in Arabia is Al-Harith. His name is Al-Harith. قال البغوي كان اسمه عزازيل بالسريانية وبالعربية الحارث. قلما عصى.
Rarely he committed a sin. Rarely. He was always worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he reached a level, his arrogance, when Allah asked him to make sajda, he reached a level of arrogance. يَأِسَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَيَأِسَ أَيْ أَبْلَسَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He despaired from Allah's mercy, that's why he's called Iblis.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I said to angel who prostrate,
they prostrated, except Iblis. So if he Iblis, why then the continuation of the verse? أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Why then you are taking him and his descendants, listening to them and not listening to me? أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. You are taking them as your lords, as your supporters, and forgetting about me.
وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And they are your enemy. You have to know that they are your enemy, and still you are running after them. You are still considering them supporters to you. You are changing. You are obeying them and not obeying me. Following them, not following me. How many of us, we are following Iblis and his enemy and his soldiers and not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look by yourself. Make account to your amal. You are following the Rahma or you are following Shaitan. In many of our amal, we are following, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But many times, desires, bad desires come and takes us away, deviate us from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah is saying, don't take them that they are your supporters.
وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. And they are your enemy. You have to know that they are your enemy. It's right on you to consider them and as enemies, don't take them as supporters. If you are going to do that, بِئْسَ لِلْظَالِمِينَ بَدَلًا, then it is bad on you, shame on you to twist and change. You are going to be oppressor to yourself because you are taking Shaitan as your supporter and Rahman you are leaving behind. بِئْس means bad luck for you. Worse. Worse for you. Evil would be the exchange for the wrong doers. So if we look at the whole verse now, from beginning to end, we see that Allah said to angels, prostrate, means your spiritual, don't let your spiritual connection, divine presence, the darkness of this dunya, keep that clean, angelic power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you through the spiritual, your soul, keep, don't let shaitan to play with you, carry that character on you and dress yourself with that bad character, that is going to be leading you to follow your ego, yourself, leaving you in a disaster, and that is the worst of what you are doing in your life.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَدُدًا.
Because some people, they say that they are jinn, they know the ghaib, they know the future, they know the ghaib. Allah is saying to us, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I never showed them. I called them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, not even their own creation. Nor is it for me to take as helpers such as lead men astray. I didn't show them خلق السماوات والأرض. Allah is saying, I didn't show them that the creation of heavens and earth. So why you are bringing them as if they, I have consulted with them for the creation of heaven and earth? I'm not. ما أشهدتهم. I didn't brought them witness or sharing them or showing them how I created earth and heaven. It is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ. I didn't show them, showing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no one to, no associate, no one to share anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Lordship, في الألوهية. I didn't bring Iblis and his Zuriya, his descendants, when I was creating heavens and earth. And I didn't show them the creation of heaven and earth. I didn't show them also وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and not their, even their creation. وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَدُدًا. I will not take those who deviated as supporters. Allah showing us that don't let shaitan to play with you and twist your mind, because they are your enemy. Look what they did with Adam alayhi salam. I will guide you and direct you to the tree of eternity, وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى, and the kingdom that never will deteriorate. As if he is telling him, I was there and I know. And Allah is saying, don't follow them, don't look after them, they know nothing. And that's why desires, when it comes in our minds, move us. This shaitanic, satanic place in the heart moves us to do things that Allah doesn't like. And you can check with yourself. You will be sitting and suddenly something comes to your mind. You begin to want to do it without thinking it's good or not good. Trying to implement it and think about it, and you focus on it as if this is your goal to achieve it today. And if you don't do it and someone tells you, no, it is wrong, you go against him. That stubbornity of shaitan pushing you hard, your ego on yourself, not to drop you, to drop everything and make patient and relaxing and swimming in the ocean of my submission. Trying to have an opinion. If awliya always, they are surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Even a child come and tell them something, they go along with it. Try to teach their egos down. Go now and ask one person, do something that he doesn't like, what will happen? Ooh, you see, jumping up and down. Don't like it. So Allah saying, don't look after them and don't run after them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created angels, ins and jinn. And all of them, they are worshipping him. Even jinn. And jinn are many different categories. How many categories are jinn? Anyone knows? Five. They are Afarit, Ghilan, Qatariba, and Jan. Five different divisions. Afarit, Ghilan, Qatariba, Jan. Huh? Shayateen, Afarit, Ghilan, Qatariba, and Jan. And all of them are enemy to human being. Allah subhanahu. And all of them, with force or no force, they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to worship, they have to acknowledge. They cannot. It is said that al-malaika, they are neither boys nor girls. Allah knows best. And wala yatawaladun, they do not give birth and they do not mate. وَلَا يَأْكُلُونَ وَلَا يَشْرَبُونَ, they don't eat, they don't drink. وَالْجِنْ يَتَوَالَدُونَ وَفِيهِمْ ذُكُورٌ وَإِنَثٌ. And jinn, they mate and they have children, male and female. And it is said that Iblis, he is the father of jinn. And how he brought all this at the beginning, it is said in Ruhul Bayan, Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, that Iblis put his tail, he has a tail, put his tail in his back. And as soon as he put his tail in his back laid an egg. And from that egg, the first generation of jinn and shayateen came up. He is saying that be careful from this kind of shayateen, especially. How you know that there is a shaitan near you or a kind of bad jinn near you? When you go and take ablution, all kind of talking comes when you are taking ablution. Means you will find lot of people around you trying everyone to speak with you from one side, one word here, one side, one word there, one side, in order to disturb your ablution. There is where shaitan can come at most and try to spoil the ablution of people, because Prophet ﷺ mentioned to us that when you take ablution, keep quiet, don't talk. So how you know there is shaitan beside you? When you are taking ablution and you find lot of people coming and talking to you there, and sometimes you are smiling. And he said more than that, كثرة استعمال الماء. When you use the water too much, you have to know that there is a shaitan near you. يُولِعُ النَّاسَ بِكَثَّةِ اسْتِعْمَالِ الْمَاءِ أو يُولِعُ النَّاسَ بِكَثَّةِ اسْتِعْمَالِ الْمَاءِ. He make people to use lot of water. And that's why, especially in this century, you will find people are turning the tap, the faucet completely on, as much as it can, that sign of shaitan that he is there, present. Don't let that character to happen, because then you have to know that there is a shaitan. And this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was mentioned long time ago that be careful. There was no faucet at that time, and they making he said that
don't let shaitan to make you to use a lot of water, because that is the sign of water nowadays or not? The hot water. Say, Alhamdulillah, I have water at home. Before that, you have to go 500 feet out there, outside of their homes to get water and to go and take ablutions and to go to the restrooms outside the houses. Now you have the water inside the house and you are not happy. You have to open it till the end in order to get the hot water.
So what does that mean?
And it is that said that in these two verses of Holy Quran that we mentioned, verse 50 and verse 51, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arada an yuzhira sifata lutfihi wa sifata qahrihi. Allah wanted to show the attribute of His kindness and the attribute of His qahr,
compelling.
So His kindness, His attribute of kindness, He show it through angels. His attribute of compelling, jinn, majestic, compelling, qahr.
فأظهر صفة لطفه بآدم إذ خلقه من صلصال من حمأ مسنون وأمر ملائكته الذين خلقوا من النور بسجوده من كمال لطفه وجوده.
He created Adam from his kindness and ordered angels to make sajda from his perfect utmost kindness. Allah is showing and told angels, make sajda to Allah. وَأَظْهَرَ صِفَةَ قَهْرِهِ بِإِبْلِيسِ. And he showed his qahr to Allah to bring someone down, like Iblis was brought down. How he was top, he brought him down. Means, don't come against you. Iblis didn't leave a hand in paradise or in earth and heavens without a sajda. What Allah did, He said, I don't need it. You go. Take it and go. You are bad. Means you was worshipping me for a ghaya, for a goal, for a purpose. You didn't worship me for a pure worshipness. You wanted a reward. You wanted something that is not accepted. When I asked you to make sajda, you did not. What's the benefit? You are disobeying me. Immediately he throwed him. And that's why Allah said in Holy Quran, فَجِئْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْصُورًا. We come to what they have done, we throw it. Means, O mu'min, comes to Allah seeking His mercy. Don't come to Him saying, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. You are nothing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to destroy you, if you are arrogant, and Allah will destroy, want to destroy you, throw you as He destroyed it. That's qahr. Sifatul qahr. The attribute of what? Of destruction. Qahr. Allah will show you that you are worthing, you are worthless. Like today, you have this big scholar who think themselves they have conquered knowledge. Iblis was Tawus al-Malaika, the head of, in that level, Azazil, in the level of Azazil, he was the top of angels in the level of Azazil. Allah threw him to Iblis. You are a big scholar. If you are not going to be humble, you are going to be...
بعد أن كان رئيس الملائكة ومقدمهم ومعلمهم وأشدهم اجتهادا في العبادة. He was the رئيس, the top of angels, and he was the leader and the teacher, and he was the most وأشدهم في العبادة, and he was the most worshipper. حتى لم يبقى في سبع السماوات ولا في سبع الأرضين موضع شبر إلا وقد سجد لله تعالى عليه سجدة.
Never one hand left in heavens and earth without he made a sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حتى امتلأ من العجب بنفسه.
He was amazed and blown like a balloon filled up with عجب, arrogance, with his ego.
حتى لم يرى أحد.
He never begin to see anyone. Like we observe this today. Can you speak with someone who thinks himself is giving Jum'ah, khutbah Jum'ah on a mimbar? Or a alif, he will destroy you. He makes you nothing. He is nothing.
فَأَبَى أَنْ يَسْجُدْ. When he becomes so high, how is he going to make sajda? So when you find this ulama, that's why we say in today, there is no more sincerity between ulama. Because they becomes lecturer only. There is no more guidance in them. It's only lectures. An empty, dry lecture. There is no sincerity in what they teach anymore. That lack of sincerity destroyed their relationship with their Lord, their relationship with Prophet, their relationship with people, and to keep their humbleness there. So they become muta'ajibin bi anfusihim. They become arrogant in themselves. And that's why they are not pious anymore. They destroyed that sincerity. And that's why their ilm becoming ilmun la yanfa. Knowledge that, like Iblis, istikbaran, he didn't, arrogance, he didn't make sajda. And he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ فَلَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَطَرَدَهُ. I am better than him. Allah curse him and throw him away. لِلْقَهْرِ إِظْهَارًا لِلْقَهْرِ. Allah is showing his, what you said? His power.
Power,
majestic power, irresistible power. He threw him from his divine presence. And from وَأَظْهَرَ كَمَالَ قُدْرَتِهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ بِأَنْ بَلَغَ مِنْ غَايَةِ الْقُدْرَةِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ خَلْقٍ مِنْ قَبْضَةِ تُرَابٍ ظُلْمَانِيٍّ كَثِيفٍ سُفْلِيٍّ إِلَى مَرْتَبَةٍ يَجْدُ لَهُ جَمِيعُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. From Allah showing His power, His Qudra, through His wisdom to His angels and to everyone, that from a handful of dirt, kathif, that has a mass, I have created from that handful dirt which is dense, I have created something that I made the light, the angelic light, to make sajda for that dense, mass dense, which is an indication that وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, we have honored human being on top of malaika and jinn. That is his qahr. That's from qahr. That to show that don't raise your head, even you are angels and you are jinn. I created from a dense handful of dirt a creation that you are obliged to give a sajda. I gave you kindness, I gave you softness, I made you from a spiritual energy, I made you from a no dense material, you are subtle. With that subtleness, I made you also kahran, forcefully to worship, make a sajda of ikram and tahiyya to a dense mass that I created from it, from dirt, created a creation. And that is kahran for them, and that is kindness for us. How much a human being are being honored. Allah honored us, and we are not faithful or what?
Grateful.
We always running away. Not coming to His presence. Asking His forgiveness. ومنها ما يتعلق بآدم عليه السلام وهو أنه تعالى لما أراد أن يجعله خليفة في الأرض أوضع في طينته عند تخميرها بيده 40 صباحا سر الخلافة. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى wanted to create a caliph on earth, he deposited or trusted. In the tinat, in the clay, in the mass, dense mass of Adam, when he was molding it with his hand for 40 days, he was depositing there for 40 days the secret of Khilafah. And that secret of Khilafah is the readiness of receiving al-fayd al-ilahi, the overwhelming tajalli, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bila wasita. So he dressed that body, he dressed that dense material
with that that secret of Khilafah in order to make him able to receive al-fuyudat al-ilahiyya, the overwhelming divine powers bila wasita, without any means. وَقَدْ اخْتَصَّهُ اللَّهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ بِهَذِهِ الْكَرَمَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specialized, has given him that specialty, and by saying وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ بَيْنِ سَائِرِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ, from above any other creation of angels and jinn. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كما أخبر عليه السلام عن كشف قناع هذا السر. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that veil of that secret away by saying إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمْ فَتَجَلَّ فِيهِ. Allah has created Adam and he manifested in him, تجلي, in order that bringing him honor to be the highest. For that karama, for that honor, he made angels to make sajda. And the real sajda is not for Adam alayhi salam, it goes back to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we didn't discuss it here. The light of Prophet, that it is in the forehead of Adam, and that light goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means the real sajda is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going back to its origin. Inshallah, we will continue next time, and we will continue about this, the continuation of angels and continuation of Al-Kahf.